Welcome to the Midweek Reset from Life Examined on KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Just ask any gardener, and they'll likely tell you that we can learn a lot from plants. The way they grow, the resources they need, and how they interact with other plants. Indeed, plants have been around far longer than us, and have seen the world change in innumerable ways. Botanist Robin Wall Kimmerer has a special love for one of our world's smallest plants, moss. She's the author of Braiding Sweetgrass, and says that if we're looking for examples of how to live humbly, with longevity, and in communion with our environment, mosses might hold the key.
It was love at first sight. Mm. The first time I really stopped to look and put a little hand lens on those mosses and saw this exquisite little forest right there at your fingertips, I was hooked. You know, as I came to study mosses and spend so much time in their company and learning from them, I was really struck about how humble these little beings are and the secrets in a way that they hold, because mosses are among the oldest plants on the planet. They have seen every single climate change that has ever happened since plants came onto the land. And they're still here. And they're so abundant, and there's so many different kinds. They're very, very successful beings in longevity, in adaptability, in biodiversity, in their geographic range. They're so successful, but in a completely different way than big, powerful, charismatic megaflora, if you will. Mm. They really provide us a window into other ways of thinking about what does it mean to be successful, not by being dominant and controlling, but by having longevity and relationships and giving more than you take and making very few demands on the earth around you. So they in a way mirror some of the worldview philosophies around humility and mutual care that are interesting to me philosophically. There's a way in which mosses model that.
There's no doubt that we live in the age of big self-promoting personalities and big extractive ways of living. And if the human story is teaching us anything, it might be that these tendencies are creating more harm than good, both in us and in our greater environment. So Kimmerer's point is a simple but profound one, that the most sustainable examples around us are likely not people, but plants. And who would have guessed that perhaps the wisest of plants is one we barely even notice, the humble moss below our feet. That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.